Welcome back to Radio Campus 90.4 FM. Today we have Dee Broughton from United States of America, who is a Senior English Language Fellow posted at H.M. Patel Institute of English Training and Research in Vallabh Vidyanagar. Hello Dee, welcome to our studio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So how are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm a little tired from a long week of work, but I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so we also have a pleasure seeing you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, first of all, everybody would like to know, like, what work you brings you to India? Mm-hmm. Like, what is your purpose of work and what you are doing over here?
Okay, I'm an English language fellow. We are under the Regional English Language Office out of Delhi, which is part of the U.S. State Department. We support English teachers all over the world. So that's our job, is to come into countries where they would like our support and to help them improve their English teaching skills. So that's what I'm doing here in India.
Oh, that's great to hear about it. So are you the only one fellow who is selected from the embassy to as a teacher in India?
No, there are four of us right now. And there will be two more in India, I believe, in September. Okay. I'm the only one in Gujarat. Gujarat is my territory. And we have one in Bangalore, one in Chandigarh, and one in Hyderabad right now.
That was my next question, actually. You have worked in many countries also before that, right?
I have only worked, other than the United States, in Latin America. Before coming here. This is my first time in this hemisphere.
So what brings you to India?
I was actually planning to go to Latin America, but that didn't work out. And so I started looking at other jobs, and I could have taken a job anywhere in the world. Honestly, I looked at Africa, I looked at just everywhere. But I saw the description for this one here in Vijayanagar. And I just fell in love with it. I knew it was perfect for me. And I started asking the embassy if I could work here. And it worked out. I'm very happy about it.
Okay. So specifically, you choose Gujarat. So yes. What made you so concerned to be in Gujarat and H.M. Patel Institute, Vidyanagar?
One part of it is it's just a perfect fit for me. A lot of fellows, when they go, they would prefer an urban environment, something really busy and a lot of extra things to do. But I love my work and I love a small university environment. It's very much like where I live at home. So part of it was I just really thought this environment would be perfect for me. But then I started researching Gujarat and I absolutely fell in love with the state, with its history, with its culture. And I was just really, really excited to come and visit it.
Oh, that's great, because obviously Gujarat is one of the best places in
India. I think so. I haven't been to a lot, but I think it's probably the best. I do.
Yeah, me too think that. Yeah. So how did you find when you entered in Gujarat, the people around the campus?
It is better, actually, than I imagined. You know, lots of times you imagine something is going to be perfect and, you know, you get there and it's not really perfect. But actually, it's pretty perfect here. I'm really, really loving it. I love the campus. I get really excited when I see the monkeys and the camels, which are still so fun for me to see. I love the food. I really, really love the food.
What's your favorite dish so far in Gujarat specifically?
I'm not sure I can pronounce things. I will be embarrassed to pronounce things.
No, you can try at least.
I know that idli is not Gujarati. I know it's South Indian, but I've discovered it here, and it's one of my favorites. I've learned to make it myself.
Oh, that's good.
The other day I had, let me see if I can pronounce it,
Pav bhaji.
Yeah. I'm working on the pronunciation. I loved that. That was delicious. Uttapam is also, I think, South Indian.
That's also South Indian stuff.
So one of the things I'm really having a lot of fun with is learning the difference between this is North Indian food, this is South Indian, this is Gujarati. Okay, you know, and Gujarati thali is by far the most amazing thing I've ever eaten.
Okay, so you are bringing up the unity and diversity.
Yes, very much.
Okay, that's great. And what else, Manab, I would like if you can share some of your good experience with teachers when you are teaching or learning, like whatever you can share up with.
Now, as far as the teachers, this I would have to say is true of all the teachers I have met. I did a conference, an international conference in Hyderabad. So teachers from all over India were there. And then I did two workshops in Delhi. And so many teachers there, particularly university teachers. And what I have found there and in Gujarat is an amazing amount of dedication and commitment among the teachers. I think it's just, I'm constantly impressed by how committed and dedicated they are. There are a lot of obstacles here for teachers. Many things it makes it difficult for them, but they are so committed to improving their teaching and to doing the best for their students. And it's really, really been fun to work with them, really exciting to work with them.
That's good to hear that we teachers are also good.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Anyways, good to see somebody praising us. And what other, as you are concerned, you have come over here with a specific program or a project. What are the other projects you have been going through, except teaching and training the teachers in Gujarat?
My entire job is training teachers. So that's actually what the United States wants us to do. That's my job. There are some fellows who work primarily with students. They would teach regular classes. But as a senior fellow, it is my job to train teachers. I do have some specific areas where I'm working with teachers. And I can tell you about those projects a little bit. There's one project where I'm helping a group of teachers to revise their compulsory English program. And so where all of the students are required to take some sort of English program, we're working together to make that into a program that will really build English language proficiency.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's very exciting. I'm very excited about it. My specialties are teaching writing and working with frequency-based vocabulary, which is just a certain way of controlling vocabulary. Okay. And so I have programs in both of those areas going on. And then one other is teaching critical thinking skills. Higher order thinking is part of the test that CBSE has started in other parts of India.
Okay.
And employers are really looking for higher order thinking skills. So I'm working with teachers to develop those skills in their students. So those are my primary areas of work.
Okay, so apart from teaching, did you interact with the local crowd and how did you find the people around?
Locally, other than the teachers and other than the faculty at H.M. Patel, it is a little bit difficult for me to interact because I don't speak Gujarati. But I am working on that. I am very strongly desiring to learn Gujarati and some Hindi as well. But since here, I am mostly hearing Gujarati, that's my first priority. The people are wonderful here. Everyone is very, very nice, very friendly, extremely hospitable.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
So can you speak 2-3 words in Gujarati?
Did I say Pav Bhaji anywhere near what you would expect? Let's see, I can say Kimcho.
Okay.
Peso. Aljo. I don't think I'm saying that one right.
You're fast picking up, huh? That's great.
I'm working on it.
That's great. And any other languages in India you know?
No.
Other than Gujarati and Hindi?
No. There are so many. I'm working on them. I am. I know that once I learn more Gujarati or Hindi, that I will understand some of other languages, which is nice.
Specifically
nice,
Hindi.
Yeah. Yes.
Because majority are nearby to Hindi, right?
Yes, and many of the words are shared, so that will help.
Surely. So tell me what improvising we need when we are concerned with the language, specifically English, as your project says.
What I'm really hoping that we can do is move toward more types of lessons that will build proficiency.
Okay.
We actually want the students to be able to use the language. And so what I'm hoping is that to work with teachers to help students write, to help them speak more, because those are the things that will help them get better jobs and go on in academics, if that's what they want to do. Right? I want people to be able to do what they want to do, whatever that is.
That's a noble thought.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't want any changes to be, like any changes you want to implement out with the education system which is ongoing? Is there any, if you think so?
Mostly in bringing more skills to the teachers for those things, for building proficiency mm-hmm. and higher order thinking skills. Those are my major goals. Mm-hmm. Because those are the things that employers are looking for and that universities need. Okay. And sometimes the lessons in the past have not been focused on those things.
Okay, so you have been working with teachers also mm-hmm. and you're working with students also.
I have not worked very much with students yet. I will work with some of the H.M. Patel students in the fall.
Okay, so what makes the difference there? I mean, it's working with the teacher and working with the students.
Well, with teachers, we're primarily talking about pedagogy. You know, how do you present this to your students?
Okay. Right?
And with students, we're actually teaching them the skills. So it would be a little different.
So after Gujarat, you are here till 2012, right?
My fellowship lasts in through December.
Okay, so what next you are expecting? What are the future projects you are indulging with?
I don't know yet. There's this particular job opens a lot of opportunity. It's possible that we could get a chance to stay longer in India. I could go anywhere. That's one of the things I love about English teaching. You can work anywhere. I do have a university at home that is waiting for me. so they would like me to come home, and I may do that.
So we would like if you come back and stay here for a long time.
Thank you. I love it here. I really do.
So what message would you like to give to our students over here?
Okay. To students, I would say, you know, I know that the system here has in the past been quite focused on taking exams. And what I would like the students to think about is what their goals are for their education. If you want a certain job or you want to go on into academics or you want to go abroad or anything that you want, and think about the things you need to learn to make yourself ready for that. And that might be good for exams, it might not be. You know, they might be different things. We hope they're the same. But take the opportunity to learn what you need to learn to do what you want.
Okay, that's pretty inspiring.
And I hope so.
I hope so. They'll hear it and they will implement it too, and they just don't follow the ship. Okay, so that's for the day. Thank you so much for being here, and it was a pleasure having you over here once again. And hopefully we would like to hear some more talks from you some other time also.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. I'll come back when I have done some projects so we can talk about those.
That definitely. Would be fun. So we'll be waiting for you, and best of luck for your projects. And we hope that you complete your task, what you have been here for, and with a good impressions as we have with you and you also have for us.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very much.